What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Fatherhood Collective, episode number 27. As always, with me is Anthony and Lucas. Really excited that you've joined us today. We're going to get into some humor conversation first with some awesome dad jokes, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what we perceive the Bible says about humor. So I just want a disclaimer there. We are not experts, just having a conversation. We hope you gain something from it. We hope you stick around to the end. We really appreciate you guys. Let's roll.
I was a choir boy one
well,
time.
Well, I did too, because my high school made me.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, you had to pick. You either do
made
art.
Him.
You do art. That's right. A lot of girls in there. Yeah, you got to hedge your bets, man.
Hopefully you had more hair back then, though.
I did. I had a lot. It was quite standoutish, very orange. So you either picked like art, like drawing, or I guess either band and then choir. That's all my choices. So I picked choir, and yeah, I sang.
Should went to a different high school.
I sang.
See, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's kind of cool to, you know, get out of your comfort zone a little bit. Try something new. You may like it.
How do you know?
You could have been a professional choir boy. It just didn't happen for you. But, you know, somebody.
Is that a title of a job? Professional choir boy? Also, how do you know that I wasn't awesome? How do you know?
I'm just taking a guess.
How do you know?
We know.
How?
We heard your warm-ups.
We know.
Okay, that's fair. All right. How you boys doing?
Well, it's been a week, right?
It has been for
both of us, at least.
I think it's been a week for everybody.
Yeah.
I think just the odd schedule, weather, no school, the temperature kind of was awful, and then it climbed up. It's just been a week, man.
I mean, when's the last time we saw the sun?
I don't know.
It's been a minute.
I feel like I'm living in the north.
It's like, you know, I was
sunny in San Francisco on Sunday in the championship game. Just saying.
Yeah. Which I will say is the greatest day in NFL football.
No wet ball for Purdy, so we should be good.
Championship Sunday is the great. Two great games. I love that day. I can't remember the last time I had a team that mattered in that day, but I love that day.
1995?
I appreciate that, Lucas.
It could have been 96 because it carries over to
well,
next year.
You want me to tell you?
January of 96.
You want me to tell me how, 28 years. That's how long, Lucas. Yep. 28 years. Sucks.
This was their year, but when you get beat.
Well, it wasn't
like
year.
48 to 12.
It wasn't. Here's the problem. It's always their year, and it never is their year.
Yeah.
No, it's good, man. Congrats to the Niners.
Two more to go.
Congrats. I can't say that I'm pumped for the Lions. That's pretty cool for a franchise like that. I understand where you're coming from. Almost. But yeah, that was fun. So this week, what is this? Episode number 27. Who pointed out that this was you?
This is
1 year anniversary of our first recording.
I journal.
Wow.
Right, so I was doing my journaling today, and I looked back last year.
Your diary?
Yeah, my diary.
Your diary.
Anthony's diary.
Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, it is. And I looked up, and I was like, wow, we recorded our first episode of the podcast this day last year.
Which is uncanny, because this was not planned to do it today.
No. Nope.
And so, what is today? It is
26.
We should get ourselves some cupcakes and some balloons or something, I guess.
Yeah, we should have.
Celebrate ourselves.
It's January.
No one else is, huh?
No one else is. Our 10 listeners. So January 26th is 1 year anniversary, and we decided to go ahead and sit down and record some episodes. And it happened to be 1 year ago today that we stepped off into this and recorded one of the greatest podcasts in the history of the world that you can't hear it's everybody true. Talking in. It's the greatest.
That was my mic. Cut it off. That's all right. It's on now.
Yeah. I just, every time Lucas talked, I just turned the volume down. Yep. Yeah. No, that's great. No, that's cool, man, to think back. We only released two a month last year, so we did roughly, I can't do the math, that's 24, I guess. So, two a month last
carry
year, so
that's
24. Yep. Carry the one, add
It's been
three.
One of those weeks.
It's been one of those weeks. So we did about that many. And this year, we're going after 4 a month, and so we've already started that in January, so it'll be a little different. That's fun. How cool. It's cool to look back. Cool to look back and see where you've come from, and it's also what we can talk about maybe on a future episode is setting goals and a vision. I love that idea.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Yep.
Matter of fact, one reason my week has been so rough is that we I happen to be on a leadership team at a manufacturing facility here locally. And we got together and reworked our vision of what we want our company to be and what we're going after. And it's painful, very painful, especially when you have so many groups that are trying to do it. And so but I love the idea of sitting down and saying, hey, like, we know our true north. We know our focus. Let's set a vision and let's go after it. And so maybe we'll do that in the near future. You guys like that idea?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Look
at it. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm just all looking right at these dad jokes.
You're just win the Super Bowl. That's it. That's all you care about. Yeah. God bless America. If only. You know, let's just throw out some sports stats real fast. And we probably have another episode we're going to talk about this because we're going to get into Super Bowl talk. But the Dallas Cowboys went to over half of the first 30 NFC championship games.
That was in the 1900s.
It was. You're right. It was in the 1900s. They went 16 of the first 30, and they have been absent ever since.
What can I tell you?
Sucks, man. Huh? So the next 30 years, or 28, so far we've been zero for 28.
Yeah.
We are in the conversation with franchises such as
the
Washington Commanders. No, the Lions just...
Well, you now, but yeah, you now. Were.
So the Commanders, the Dolphins... The Browns, and that's it. And the Cowboys. It's sad,
that's
man.
It's good company.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Yep.
Okay. All right, boys. Episode number 27. Today we're going to do a new little segment. We're going to throw some dad jokes out there, right? I can't even. Dude, I'm old. I can't read that far.
All right.
We're going to throw some dad jokes out there for everyone and talk a little bit about humor. I think it'll be fun. I'm a fan of humor. I think we all are. And so this will be a great episode. So let's get going. I think we kind of discussed like 2 to 3 dad jokes. So
is this like a top three?
Kind of like a top three.
Yeah, but let's do it quick. It'll go quick.
Let's rattle them off. We'll do one at a time. Who wants to start?
I'll start. Ding, ding, ding. All right. Here we go. Number one. Why do you think I don't trust stairs?
I don't know. Why don't you trust stairs?
Because they're always up to something.
We need a drum.
Wait, I got it on here. Let's see if we can find it real fast. Nope.
Both.
That was probably what we should. There it is.
Yeah.
All right, that was good, Anthony. That was good. I like that one. Mm-hmm. All right, Lucas, you want to go? Or you want me to run one? All right.
Did you hear about the new movie Constipation?
No.
It hasn't came out yet.
That's great. I like that.
Yep.
I'm going to use that one. My kids will love that. All right. So I've got mine on some notes right here. And so I wanted to give I'm going to do one that's like a little bit of a shout out to Tommy because he's a farmer. It's a friend we all know.
Man,
so I'm going to
do
that. And then also
Tommy
to a show I love. But after an unsuccessful harvest, why did the farmer decide to try a career in music?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Oh.
Because he had a ton of sick beats. Ba-dum-bum, boom, ba-ba-ba.
Oh, nice. That sounds like a
hey,
Dwight
Tommy.
Schrute.
That is. Dwight, which I love The Office. And then for Tommy, who's a farmer, I thought I'd throw that out there. And Tommy, we're looking for sponsors. I know you got the feed store in Collinsville. We're open to that.
So before I go over my next one, are we doing 2 or 3? I just need to know.
I have 3.
Okay, let's do 3.
I have 3 as well.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. What do you call a short mother?
Please tell me.
A mini mom.
Oh, okay. I don't know why my head went a different direction, but I like it. I like it. That's great.
Can't even do it. What do clouds wear beneath their pants?
I don't know. What do they wear?
Thunderwear.
Oh, nice.
That's good. Oh, do you have to be a dad to laugh at these?
They're not funny. Like when you read them by yourself, like, but then you get with other people.
When you're saying them, that's good. All right. Here we go. What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man on a bicycle?
I don't know.
Your jokes are long.
A tire. Yeah.
Nice.
That's for my love of bicycles. I had a connection to each of mine, so there you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, I'm saving my best one for last. You would appreciate this one. It's got some spiciness in it. Why was the baby jalapeno shivering?
I don't know why.
It was a little chilly.
It's not bad. Not bad.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I like that one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Right. I'm going to put that in the bank.
Teslas don't have a new car smell. They have an Elon Musk.
Okay.
That's good. I like
that. These are great, yeah, man. You guys are coming with it. All right. So I have my sister and her husband. They do not have any kids. He listens regularly. So
what's his name?
Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah, Shouting out to Matthew. Yeah. So here, this one's for you, Matthew. I tell dad jokes, but I have no kids. I'm a faux pas. There you go, Matthew. That's for you, buddy. Nice. That's for you. That's for you. All right.
That was good.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. That was fun. So that prompted a little bit of a conversation around, does the Bible talk about humor?
This was all you on this one.
All me? Yeah. Oh, man, you guys. Yeah. Come on. Nothing? You guys didn't do any?
I got a few things.
All right,
here.
Yeah. All right, so does the Bible talk about humor? I would say no.
Ooh.
I would say it doesn't talk about it in the same sense that we think about humor. And that's, you can go back and forth, and I'm sure there's some language things, and if we had an expert, they would say, oh, yeah, this was funny to me. Talk about a dog vomiting and whatever. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure there's some, in Proverbs especially, you see that, right? You see, like, kind of very drastic pictures portrayed of, I'm trying to think of the proverb now.
I got one here, says Proverbs 17:22.
Oh, that's what I got. There that's you what go. I got.
A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
Perfect. So, yeah, that's what I have. And yeah. I'd like to, I mean, let's dig in there. And what I would say is that, you know, a cheerful heart is medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Does not necessarily mean that we're talking about humor like we just did with the dad humor, right? So I go back to, I think it's Sarah, right, that she says her mouth will be filled with laughter and people will understand. And when she was old and going to have a baby, that's humorous. I think it's humorous, but I also think that laughter is joy. So I think in the Bible, oftentimes when we see laughter, it's tied to joy. And so I think that this verse, and I love that you brought that up, Lucas, because I think this verse shows exactly kind of what we're talking about when it comes from joy, that humor should be edifying. It should not break down, right? And so this is very convicting for guys especially, because I think most circles that we're in, we often, especially at a young age, we make fun of each other, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we laugh at when somebody falls or I'm trying to think, I don't even want to talk about some of the goofy things that we did with our baseball teams or our friends sitting around as roommates in college or whatever the case that made us laugh. And those things, I'm not saying necessarily that we were being evil, but I don't think that they were building people up. And so I think that what the Bible tries to tell us is that humor is totally fine in the right place, in the right spirit, with the right heart. Does that make sense?
I agree.
So don't get your joy and humor out of other people's faults or
demise.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's not
making fun of other people.
Right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. But when you think about society, I mean, it's you that likes Funny Stone videos.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. You love it.
Tim
yeah.
Allen.
So most, and we watch it here too. And I joke about this, but most of the videos on Funny Stone videos, somebody's getting hurt.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm...
Those are the best.
But they're sending those videos in for people to watch.
Sure.
So that's a little...
They're
laughing at themselves on those.
Yeah, that's a little different. Yeah. I think you're okay to watch those. I don't think you're going to catch a heat watching.
No, I totally get it. And I think... I actually looked up some videos and watched them and... John Piper talking about humor at one point, and he was explaining that when you're with the Spirit of God and you are a Christian and you know, that's who you are, that's your identity. Then he was talking about one time from the pulpit, he was preaching and talking about going against the culture, and he was kind of drawing this analogy of being dolphins and swimming against the current. And he said, don't you want to be, you know, if you've listened to Piper, he can get pretty passionate, but he's like, don't you want to be dolphins swimming against the culture current, or do you just want to be jellyfish floating and going wherever the current tells you? And he said that like a 3-year-old on like the third row raised her hand and said, I want to be a jellyfish. You know, and he like he stopped his sermon and started laughing, like belly laughing from the sermon. And I mean, there's no way that's not from God, right? And so I think that in instances where those moments capture you, it is absolutely godly. And that, and so what I told you guys, I have a biography about C.S. Lewis, and it talks a lot about his humor in life and how he seemed to be very serious. He was a theologian. He wrote some fantasy books and deep like science fiction books and then deep theology books that trying to paint the picture for people. And the book talks about how humorous he was and how much joy he had in life. And it connected his joy and love for God to how he laughed and made jokes all the time. And it was a really cool book. It doesn't have anything that ties it to necessarily Bible verses, so I didn't I didn't bring it here. But I think that if you took it from a, like if you were talking about like, hey, I've got a vision for humor, and you said a cheerful heart is medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. If you bounced everything you laughed about off of that proverb, you know, 17:22, if you bounced it off that, then maybe that could be your judge for what is somewhat biblical and okay versus what is not to be laughing about, right? And so I think there's, you know, slanderous or dirty jokes or whatever you want to talk about, that things that we shouldn't laugh at. So that's kind of what I came up with. But
yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think you need to have some laughter every once in a while. Just makes you feel better, you know? If you were just going around never enjoying life, that's no good.
No, that's what I was thinking about too. Like, if you know someone that doesn't ever laugh, it kind of puts you off, right?
Like Eeyore. Yeah. If there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
You got to have, I mean, I think you have to have joy and laughter every day, really. You should, right? To be living life to full in a clean way. But I'm with you on, is there anything humorous in the Bible? I mean, no, but, you know, there's nothing, there shouldn't be anything humorous, right? The Bible's story is, hey, Jesus, right? That's there's nothing humorous about that. It's like, hey, this is the story about redemption, Savior, you know, to have eternal life. And there's maybe not room for humor at that point. You know?
Totally. Yeah. I do think though that when you look at stories and you go, when you said that, it made me think of Samson's story, right? And how he was foolish with Delilah, but he kept tricking her over and over and over before finally he succumbed to the temptation. But that was kind of humorous. Like, this guy is a moron, right? You know, you think about it and you kind of laugh, but it is in his demise. And so, yeah, you're right. I really couldn't find anything in the Bible that talked about something that was absolutely just like slapstick. This is absolutely funny.
No dad jokes.
Yeah, no dad jokes. But I wonder, too, if we knew the culture and were around at the time and we weren't reading it like in English, maybe there's an opportunity for us to understand some context that makes it, actually, this was satire and it was funny. I think that's possible. I just have a hard time believing that as creations of God, with the ability to laugh at things, I think is so important. And I actually incorporate it in my daily life. It is probably my default. Is in a tense situation to make a light comment, to bring to brevity to it. It's just what I like to do.
Kind of just calms everybody down too, right?
I agree.
A lot of pastors do it too before they start the sermon.
100%. You know, yeah. So. Or in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Talking about hell. And then next thing you know, there's a little bit of a, okay, hey, let's just bring it back a bit. I think it's super important. I could not imagine a world without it. And I think about what I enjoy and what I think is funny. And most things I can find humor in. I really do. And I feel like I'm connected to God and, you know, his love for me and what Jesus did for me and still can find humor.
And I think God wants us to have that, right?
He absolutely.
To enjoy life, to laugh, things like things along those lines. So,
yeah. You think about your kids. I think about this, and of course, I think you guys know my wife takes so many pictures, but she also does a lot of video. And so we just have tons and tons of video for my kids and like dumb things you would never think to take video of like my two little girls sitting at the table and, one making a funny noise and the other just laughing hysterically, right? And just that cackle, full free laugh that kids have, man. And I every time I hear it, it just brings like a little like emotion out. It's almost like tearful because they're getting older, right? It, tearful in a good way. And I think, so when I think about humor and laughter and joy, I think about that. I think about young kids who don't know when not and to, right? They just think something's funny and they just laugh, man, from the gut. They just shaking bellies and laughing. And I mean, if you tell me God didn't create that, I'd be surprised. So, and so therefore I say humor maybe isn't, explicitly in the Bible, but it is definitely part of our lives, and we are creations of him.
Agreed.
So yeah, fun times. And that's why dad jokes are the best. Mm-hmm. So I hope you guys took notes and you have all our dad jokes. Yeah. Matthew, don't forget that one I gave you. So,
or comment your favorite dad jokes for us.
That's right. That'd send it to us. Say, too, right? We got connections for you, and we'll throw that maybe at some point. We'll get back to throwing that at the end of the episodes. But yeah, give us some comments. Tell us what you think is funny. And then give us your own dad jokes. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Connect with us on YouTube. I don't really have anything else. You guys good?
I'm good.
All right.
Let's try not to laugh over here.
Yeah, try not to laugh. We got to be serious, right? We got to be serious. Yep. I'm not sure if I'm ever that. All right. Well, see you guys next time. Adios.